Joining us now, actually from St. Paul, is State Senator for District 20, Rich Dreheim. Good morning, Senator Dreheim. How are you today?
I'm good, Jeff. Thank you.
Good. Now, you are in St. Paul this morning. Did you drive up yesterday?
Yes, I drove up last night. not good roads at all. It was a slow go.
Yeah, and it is this morning as well, with so many school cancellations and such. Now, when you have days like this, is the legislature, is everything still run as it normally would be?
You know, last Tuesday we had a slow go too, a little bit, and you have usually your first appointments are late. So like today I have 17 appointments on my calendar. And I would guess a couple of them won't make it because of the weather.
Yeah. Well, people, if you look at the far reaches of like northern and western Minnesota, they all got hit as well. And I would imagine that it might take them a couple of days to get the wagons back into the big town.
Yep. I just want to remind everybody, turn those lights on.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those auto sensors don't click on all the way. Just run your lights.
Let's talk about what happened last week, some of the highlights. You have a couple of pieces of legislation that you introduced this week. Tell us about those.
Well, you know, I think the first hearing I had so far this year was a bill that would appropriate funds to business development groups throughout the whole state. And then those groups would work with entrepreneurs and help them get ready to open a small business, or at least review and go through the steps that they should go through to see if they want. So it's a fund that we've had before. My bill just feeds that fund, spreads it out throughout the whole state. Everything I try to do, I try to do for the whole state. I don't like picking winners and losers. So if it's good for Northfield, it should be good for North Branch or wherever. So that's what I try to do, and that bill does it. It's no problem, no controversy, pretty bipartisan bill.
It sounds good. Now, so you're pretty optimistic that this will eventually make its way into law, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I do. You know, a lot of it will depend on the February forecast. So normally this time of year, you have all these committees. You bring in the new commissioners or the old commissioners. And then you kind of go over, you know, what their visions are, any issues that happened between end of May last year till now, and then kind of review the funds or their pots of money, their savings accounts, what they spend money on. And like this bill has money attached to it. So it really can't go forward, or normally it does not go forward until we get the February forecast, and then we set targets. And then we lump it into a bigger bill because it has money attached.
Mm-hmm.
So my other two bills don't, that I have up this week. So that hopefully will move forward without being stalled by the finance minister.
The other bills, are they with the Jobs and Economic Growth Committee that you're on, or are they on other committees?
No, both of the other bills I have are, the first stop will be transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one, I had a constituent talk to me about their autistic son who was like 16 or 17, and they have a construction business. So he already drives all the big equipment, and he can drive a pickup around the job site. But they didn't have a driver's license for him, and they were really concerned because they didn't know how he would react if he got pulled over. And we got talking about it, and we said, why don't we put something on the driver's license that lets the officer know that, he has a form of autism, and that just might help the communication. And, you know, we're working on training law enforcement, and we just want law enforcement to know that he has some special needs. And I think it's real simple, just to have a note on the back of the driver's license, total voluntary. So if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. Or if you're a parent, you want to do it. And when he turns 18 and you can go get a new license without it, if that's what they choose or see, But I think it's a simple step. Hopefully it helps the communication between kids with autism and law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. All right. That sounds like sound logic.
Yeah. So hopefully that will go through. I have a lot of support that I've been building on that for the last year. And then the second bill I have up this week in the transportation you might like, it has to do with motorcycles.
Okay.
So I had another constituent call and complain about the process of getting a motorcycle endorsement for a three-wheel or a trike. So you, if you already have a two-wheel license, you have to go back and get a three-wheel license. And I think that's an extra step we really don't know. So if you know how to drive a two-wheel, the three-wheel should be no problem.
Well, I never knew that. You have to have a separate driver's license for a three-wheeled vehicle.
Correct.
Huh. Man, yeah, that doesn't seem like... Boy, who thought of that? I had no idea, and I would imagine I probably have some friends that have three-wheelers that didn't have any idea about that either.
So we're going to just clean that up. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, and that's why it's so important. That's why I have 17 appointments today. It's very important to talk to the average citizen, find out what's going on, you know, what things we can work on. You know, these are both simple things, but someone has to take the time to do it. And they're not partisan. You know, 99% of what we do up here is not partisan. And it's about solving problems. And that's what we're trying to do.
And this really seems to be the time to do it, early in the session when the committees are meeting and such. You'd mentioned 17 meetings today, at least on the books. Whether everybody will make all those meetings are not yet to be seen with the weather situation that we have. But are these all constituent meetings? Or are these committees, combination of everything?
You know, combination of everything. You know, I think, though I don't think any of the constituents will make it up today, personally, you know, unless they came up last night like I did. So I have, you know, a couple huddles, which we get together before a committee hearing. You know, I have a couple medical groups coming in today because of my SF3, which is my savings account for health. We talked about that, didn't we, Jeff? Do you remember that?
I'm trying to recall. Refresh us real quick.
So, real quick, it would be a shared incentive account, like an HSA account. So you go in, you fall on the ice today, you go to your family doctor, he says, go get an MRI. In-network, it's $3,500. Out-of-network, it's $1,000. My bill would give you the option, total voluntary by you, to go out of network to save that $2,500. Half of that $2,500 would go into a savings account for you, the patient, and then the insurance company would get the other half, and hopefully that would reduce premiums down the road. Your half as a patient, Jeff, could be used for copay, deductibles, or future premiums. So I think it's a win-win for everybody. It'll give us the options that we used to have back. You know, some of the groups I'm meeting with today, I'm sure, will not like this, but that's okay. So I think it'll help about 1.2 million Minnesotans out, and I think it'll directly go after cost, which is what we've been trying to work on, and secondly, it'll give us more options.
That, you mentioned some people that may not like that. Would that be insurance companies? Would that be healthcare providers? I'm trying to make some sense out of this.
Providers.
Okay, the providers. Okay.
Because what they do is all, and I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, but it's, you know, they do their formulas based on volume and this and that, and I'm going to throw a wrench in that. But I guess my first responsibility is to the people of Minnesota, not to the companies. So healthcare obviously is too expensive, something we've been working on the 2 years I've been up here. So this is just another piece of the puzzle that will help lower costs. For 1.2 million people is what I suspect would be able to take advantage of this. Or not. They don't want to. They don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Their choice.
Now, we're heading into the last few days of January here, so February just right around the corner. It will be by the end of the week. February will be here. When does the legislature start hitting the deadlines, some of the first deadline? Is that sometime in February?
No, I think it's late March.
Okay, so we've got a while.
They were still negotiating that last week, so I don't know. We're trying to figure out the House changed their structure a little bit over there. So all the finance committees are technically subcommittees underneath the Ways and Means Committee. So it's much more difficult for us to track where things are in the House. For those people that don't know, a bill has to go through the Senate and the House before it gets sent to the governor to sign. So we have to work with the House. The House has to work with us. And with their new process and everything, it's a lot less transparent. And, we're just trying to dig through everything what they want to do over there. And that's their right to do what they want to do. I personally don't think it was the right way to go, but that's their choice. So that's kind of delayed the things a little bit.
All right. Anything else coming up this week you'd like to let people know about?
You know, I guess big thing is stay warm. It's going to be brutal out there, and be safe.
Yeah, we've got maybe in the 30 below range coming up in just a couple of days here. So, yeah, we'll try to stay as warm as we can. You do the same. Senator Dreheim, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. That is State Senator Rich Dreheim. We talk to him every Monday at this time here on 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.